Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and I'm so happy that you're joining us for the next hour. As always, we've got a wonderful show for you tonight, and we're always happy to be able to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show. We are at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, please try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you have a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can call the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Catherine Nadal, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we do have a couple of quick updates. Our next live webinar is coming up on Wednesday, September 13th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And this one is called The Telepathy Project, and that will be hosted by Dr. Diane Hennessy-Powell. And she will discuss her latest research results with autistic children who are reportedly telepathic. Dr. Powell is the author of The ESP Enigma, and this sounds like a really fascinating show. And by the way, this will also be our last webinar for 2017, so be sure to tune in for that. And for those of you who missed our grief retreat this summer in Chester, Connecticut, we've got some great news. For the first time, we'll be offering a winter grief retreat in 2018. This event is scheduled for January 5th through the 7th in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. I will be there along with some of the other mediums and facilitators, so be sure to check out all the details on our website and make your reservation so you don't miss out on this special event. For more information about all upcoming events, please go to our website at theforeverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Again, we're going to be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls and also your questions. So on that note, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Catherine Nadal, and she began communicating with spirit at the age of 9. Catherine has trained at the Arthur Findlay College in England, and she's not only one of the certified psychic mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a clairvoyant, and she specializes in coffee readings, which you can see a sample of on our website. Catherine remains active in the U.S. military, and she also participates in events for wounded veterans, and she's the author of the book Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee, Stories of a Psychic Medium in New York City. And we're always happy to have her back on the show. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. I can't believe it's already a year. I was on the program last summer. It flies.
I know.
Huh?
It was last summer that we had you on the show. I know, a whole year. Boom, just like that. So I wanted to ask you, because our listeners actually might not know this, but you have a kind of a unique background. And in addition to your work as a psychic medium, you're also a nurse, and you're also in the military. And that's a lot to have on your plate. And I know you wanted to talk a little bit about balance tonight. You could probably start out by sharing with us how the heck you balance all of that stuff. It's that's quite a bit.
I know. It's pretty incredible, actually. Sometimes I sit back and I look at my calendar and I'm like, how am I doing this, you know? But it's actually all of my life is service, you know, and people
yes.
say, you know, nursing is service and military is service and doing the work with spirit is service. But it all actually kind of folds into each other. Mm-hmm. And in its own way, gives me energy. So during the day when I'm working at the hospital, I'm thinking, oh, I have these things that are due out for the commander and the military and upcoming
right.
missions people are planning. And then I think about all of the people that I'm able to help. And most of my mediumship work and my psychic work is done over the telephone. And
okay.
I receive phone calls from people from all over the world. And it's so interesting because when I sit down and I focus on that phone call and I focus on that family and the person that I'm speaking to, literally it's like a wave. It's like being at the beach and having the wave and the water come mm-hmm. rushing past your feet. And it's like a very relaxing, calming feeling. And it's spirit, like energizing
yeah.
me in its own way. And it's really very unique. And I think because all of these things that I'm able to accomplish being one person sometimes feels kind of like mentally exhausting,
right.
I'm able to balance it physically and mentally. And it's really interesting. And I think about grief, and that part is really hard for people to balance because they
yeah.
have to get up and go to their job after a loved one passes, and they have to, you know, put on a happy face, you know, for the other family members when a lot of times it would be much easier, you know, to kind of curl up and not have to go to work that day and
right.
not have to go
right.
to that party or attend those events. It would be easier to say, no, I can't. And
mm-hmm.
it's doing some of these things is what gives us energy to keep doing them. And I think that's part of balance. And the hardest part of balance is in grief because it's hard to keep pushing on for some people. And I think that's really, really the key is that when we find balance in all aspects of our life, finding that aspect of balancing the grief for yourself or for other people that are around you is really key. And I think that's why doing mediumship and the work that we do is actually very helpful to helping everyone else.
Well, you know, it's interesting the way you described it because I say kind of something similar to a lot of people that balance is the key to everything in life, you know. And yet it's one of the things that we do tend to lose when we're grieving. And by the way, all of us tend to lose that. I mean, even us mediums. Just so that our listeners understand, we go through grief also, you know, just because we know that there's an afterlife and we get to connect with spiritual energy for you guys out there as we're doing readings for you. We're going through our own process here, you know. So, you know, and the thing is you never know when you're going to get up in the morning and life decides to throw you that curveball that day, you know. What will you do? How do you find that balance? You know, how do you regain that? And so, yeah, it's very interesting you talk about that. It sounds like you're very nurtured by the work you do, and somehow, some way, you get to really share that with others, and that's really a gift.
Yes.
That's really a gift to have that and to be able to share that because it does, it helps people. You know, you just by the way you described that a couple minutes ago, really will inspire people, you know, and help them to understand, okay, it's okay to feel like this, you know, maybe for just a little bit, but we've got to get back on track and back into the swing of things and find that balance in life. So, yeah, very interesting. I'm sure it comes into play for you in many different ways, too.
Well, it does. You know, I wanted to add one thing. I was thinking about the last time we spoke, I had spoken about you know, losing my dad, and that was really hard. And I thought
right.
when, you know, recently, you know, past couple of months, I thought, what can I do? You know, I have to do something to kind of be like everyone else. You know, everyone else is
mm-hmm.
enjoying their summer. And
right.
I signed up for a tennis class, And I had never taken tennis, and everyone laughed because my last name is Nadal, like the famous tennis player. They're like, you know, I showed up on the court, and they said, uh-oh, you know, you're going to be a good tennis player, and I laughed. But, you know, right after doing that, I had found some photographs of my dad having gone to a company tennis, I guess they had a company tennis trip at the Reader's Digest, and I thought, oh, well, this is so neat. And, you know, it was after I saw those photos that when I showed up at the court, I said, oh, wow, Dad, look what I'm doing, you know, and I had never known he played.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
There's always a way to get a little message from spirit. That's really super. That's really great. I'm so glad you had that experience.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Really
it was,
terrific.
And I had to force myself to go to that tennis because I said, oh, I got one more email. I got, you know, two more paragraphs to read. I have, you know, and it's hard. You have to force yourself to kind of do these things in life, you know?
I know. I certainly do know. Okay, so we are going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Catherine, and we're going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Catherine Nadal. Now, we're going to go to our phone lines, and before we take our first caller, I just want to mention we try to get to as many calls as we can. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, we like to hear your voice, okay? So be sure to speak up. Let us know if you'd like to have a connection with Spirit. Or if you have a question for us instead, we'll be happy to take your question. Okay, ready to go, Catherine?
Yes.
All righty, let's get to our first caller. I believe we have Kathleen calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection, or did you have a question?
A connection, please.
A connection.
Hi, Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, good. It's interesting, though, what I see is I'm seeing these two arms coming out to you, like literally you needing a hug, and I'm getting a mother, like a mother energy feeling, and I feel like this, I'm kind of hung on your mom's side, not that I can't go to your father's side, I feel like I'm hanging out with mom's side right now. And it's an interesting thing because I feel like there's a sense of you needing a hug right now, and she's giving me the impression of like literally hearts all around you. You've been helping someone or helping to take care of somebody because this is like a very big thank you for keeping an eye on the person that you have been keeping an eye on. Do you understand what this means? They also give me an initial M. She's pointing at you. Do you understand this?
That my initial is M or?
No, she's pointing to you. She's talking about an initial M as if you would know what she's talking about. She feels like mom or grandma.
Well, her initial is M.
Oh, good. Okay, good. She's pointing to you and she's saying, like, you know this. And she's literally like connecting with you, and there's a sense of her directiveness, and she's saying you have it too. There's like a leadership quality that she had, and she's saying that you have that as well, and you're able to keep it together, and then she's talking about you taking care of someone, and she's saying thank you. She's saying like you don't even realize the effect that you've had on people. She's also talking about you had taken care of like a man in spirit or a connected to a man who wasn't well in spirit. And she's saying like you literally have been like affecting a lot of people in the family. And this has some, like you don't understand the effect that this has had. There's a huge thank you from the other side, especially from her. And she's putting an apron on and taking an apron off. And she's saying that there's something to do about some cooking that was done on her side of the family or some kind of a food reference from her to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Wow. She's also saying, like, I feel like I want to pet your hair. I don't know if you did a new hairstyle or something, but she's saying, like, you're really looking good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's going, you're really looking good here. And she's, like, petting your hair like that. It's funny, somebody on the other side, on your father's side, must have been like a baseball fan, but I'm seeing like a baseball jersey. I feel like I'm looking at like Derek Jeter or somebody on the Yankees or something, and they're holding up like baseball references. So I don't know if the baseball fans were on dad's side, but I'm literally seeing like, you know how they give away the free giveaways at like Yankee Stadium? I feel like I'm holding up giveaways and I'm looking at jerseys. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, that was probably my dad.
Oh, okay,
my
good.
Dad.
Yeah, like I feel like I have like a bobblehead and all these little giveaways. Yeah, very cute. There's also a reference to some kind of a dedication that was done, and I feel like it has to do with like imprint. So it was either put in a newspaper or he's referencing some kind of a memorial or something that was printed on paper. It's not like he's pointing to stone or some kind of an engraving. It's more like what was put in paper or on paper. Does that make sense to you?
I can't think of it right now, but I'm writing it down.
Okay, good. Yeah, he's showing me like paper or a newspaper, and it has to do with like in print. And he also talks about an initial R. So is that connected to him, or is that somebody that he's connected to with?
R. He's not R.
Yeah. Would that have been somebody on his side? I feel like I could just start rambling with like a Richard Robert kind of a name like that. So just write that down as well. Yeah. Also, he talks about around Labor Day, there's some kind of a connection either for the family or that date or around that date time, but I feel like there's some kind of a reference around Labor Day. It feels like a going back to school kind of a feeling, but I feel like they're referencing that for the family. And when they do that, it's either a anniversary, a birthday, a date of a passing.
Okay, well, it was their wedding anniversary.
Okay, all right,
my
good.
Parents, September 10th.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, wow, this is so amazing. You know, it's just incredible, the work. He also talks about a vehicle, and he talks about being connected to a vehicle. So either he had a particular car or cars was his thing, but I feel like he's talking about that, but then he switches it over to you. So are you supposed to be doing something with your vehicle or getting your vehicle checked?
No, but I gave him vehicles. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Okay, that's what that is. Yeah, it's interesting because he points back to you. So maybe he's saying, I got the vehicle from her. But he's very clever. He thinks very differently than most people. I feel like he can jump around in conversation and he can jump from topic to topic. And he really knew his stuff. Like you couldn't really kind of like fake that you had some knowledge. He really knew his facts on stuff. And he was very big about that. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Very like a precise kind of person. Somebody mentions Florida, too, in the family, so I don't know what that reference is.
Yeah, well, we have family in Florida, yes.
Oh, okay. Is that from Dad's side? Because I feel like he's the one that's chatting about that right now.
The person I'm thinking of is my mom's side.
Okay, but he would have known them, or they went down there?
Yeah, because
I feel like it's like for him, it's like his reference kind of a thing. There's more to that. I wish I had more time. I know I'm probably getting signaled by Doreen, but yeah, he's really a special guy. So I really hope this this message was very helpful for you.
Yes, it was great. It was great.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All righty.
All right,
Kathleen,
take care.
You for calling into the show. Thanks. All righty. We're going to go to our next caller. I believe we have Donna calling in from North Carolina. Are you with us?
Hello, good evening, ladies.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm
okay.
Would you like to have
a connection, or did you have a question for us?
I was hoping for a connection.
All right,
maybe.
I'm going to turn you over to Catherine.
Hi, Donna.
Thank you. Hey, Catherine.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
That's good. I wanted to say that I feel like Spirit is talking about one of three. So I don't know if you're one of three or there's three siblings that they're referencing, but I feel like there's like a reference to you. I feel like they're directing their energy towards you, and I feel like they're talking about taking care of the children, but there's definitely like taking care of children reference for you. I also feel like there's a sense of mom, like someone's calling you mom, but then I also feel like you've been a mother to other people because there's a reference of you, like, taking care of. So I don't know if any of that makes sense to you, but I feel like I have mom, like a mom feeling here in spirit, but also they're referencing you being mom. And this is, like, a very important message. They're saying, like, not to doubt yourself, that all of this that you've been doing really has made an impact. But more importantly, you really, there's like teaching qualities in you, and the work that you've been doing has really been very special. And you have like incredible patience and love. And like the other side is like thanking you for helping people that have had losses. Does this make sense? Because I feel like that message is very specific just for you, that you've been able to help other people like with grief. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good. And that's it, like they're like clapping. And there's also a sense, someone over there is laughing. They're saying like dance like grandpa. And I don't know what that means. So did you have like a grandpa that was like kind of like a dancer, or like somebody that would kind of joke around, like dance like grandpa? So is there some kind of a funny reference? Because I feel like they're making like humor with this.
My son that's in spirit, his grandpa used to dance around.
Oh, that is so sweet. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
They also show me the initial J, so I don't know if that's somebody over there. But
it's,
I'm getting
my mom,
like a...
Yeah, my mom's initial. Jean.
Okay, great. Okay, great. You know, it's funny because I'm getting like a Charlie Chaplin kind of a feeling, you know, like I want to go with the cane kind of a thing, you know? And I'm hearing like, and I don't really know this, but I'm hearing like ragtime music, and I don't know why I would hear ragtime music. It feels kind of jazzy. Does that make reference to you?
Not really. But,
okay. All right. So write that down, because I feel like it's like kind of ragtime music. Okay.
Okay.
Or there's a reference to the actual word ragtime music. Okay. Your mom actually says that you're stronger than you know. And she goes back to the number three. So can you place those three people that would be together, like three siblings or three children?
What I can put together, you mean three in spirit?
No, she's saying like there's three together. So it's either three siblings that are together, or you're one of three, mm-hmm. like you have two other siblings. She's speaking about three.
No.
Okay.
I have
all
one
right.
son in spirit, one son here, and another friend of the family that calls me mom.
Okay.
Who is best
all right.
friends with my son in spirit.
Okay.
That's
all right, good. Okay, that's pretty close for me. But there's also some reference to the name Mike or Michael. What would that mean for you?
Nothing. My son's name was Mark.
Okay. All right. You know, it's very interesting because there's a sense of like wanting you to stretch your wings. Okay. They're telling me that you need to like free yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're showing me like an eagle, like a soaring eagle. And it's like almost symbolic for you. And like in the eagle, in the military, the eagle is a symbol for a colonel. That's a rank. It's a very high rank. And I feel like symbolically that is being given to you. So there's a sense of you, like, earning those wings, okay? And that's very, very big. They're also rolling out an American flag, which means someone on the other side has also served in the military. Does that make sense?
Yes, my dad.
Okay, good. Okay, great. Yeah, it's very interesting. I really wish I had more time to talk to you, but I jot these things down because I really feel that these symbols are really very powerful for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
All righty.
Thank
Donna,
you.
Thank you for calling into the show. Gosh, I wish our mini readings could be longer. I know we're giving everybody a little taste of it, but thank you so much. We wish you well. Thank you. We have time maybe for one more call before we go to break again. So let's get to our next caller. I think we have Linda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or do you want a connection?
A connection, please.
Hi, Linda. It's Catherine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. It's funny because I almost feel like I'm hopping around, and the other side for you is showing me maps. They're putting maps down in front of me. So it's interesting because I almost also feel like they're showing me a small plane. So either someone on the other side traveled a lot, But there's a sense of a lot of references for travel, okay? They're also telling me that there's like a hopping around with you, and there's a reference of you like changing location or having changed locations. Do you understand any of this?
That I understand, yes.
Okay, good. All right. There's also some talk of two brothers. So I don't know if they're your brothers or the two brothers that would be. I feel like I want to talk about your father's side. I might have the sides crossed, but I feel like I want to talk about the brothers. Does that make sense?
Not brothers, no.
Okay. All right. So just jot that down because I always just pass through whatever I'm given. So there is a reference to the two brothers. And it's interesting, too, because I almost feel like your mom's side is quite different than your dad's side, okay? And I feel like there's like a reference, but it's also like a humorous reference, like they are a lot different. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. And it's I almost feel like I could sit down at the kitchen table with mom's side, and I feel like in particular I want to like hang out with the women in mom's side. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. I feel like I'm sitting at the table. They're serving food. I'm crossing my leg. We could sit there for hours. This is just really, really comfortable feeling. And I feel like that's the reference. And I feel like you've been also able to duplicate that as well. And I feel like there's a sense of, like, them being happy about that because your home is very welcoming. It's very relaxing. And you've kind of, like, passed down that tradition of accepting everyone for who they are. And I feel like that is the biggest message here, is that you they're telling me you haven't been influenced by other influences and that you've stayed true to yourself. And your mom is like kind of saying, good girl with that. Does that make sense to you? Because I feel like they're really cheering you on, that you really haven't changed your opinion about certain things or certain people, and you really stayed who you were. And she's also referencing you back down to ages like 6 to 8 years old. And she's highlighting that for me as a very important time for you. Do you understand why she would be doing that?
No.
Okay, so go back when we're off the call, just go back to that period of time. So I don't know if something was happening in the family, but it feels like that reference of time. So I don't know if things were happening around the family or there was a change in your family, but she's talking about you being a little girl around that time. She also mentions some kind of a reference to a farm. So I don't know if somebody came from a farm or lived on a farm. Does that make any sense to you?
My grandfather sold fruit in the Preston.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Yeah.
So that would be like a farm reference, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also some kind of a name like Will or Bill or like a William. I don't know what that is.
No.
Okay, so just jot that down.
I will.
And the biggest thing is there's also an initial of an M there.
No M.
Okay. I don't know. I sing the name like M-A-R, so I don't know if that's like a Margaret or a Mary. It may not be family. I don't know if it's friends, but I feel like somehow that's connected to your mom or your mom's family. So, I mean, I could have that. I could be off or crossed with that, but just jot that down as well. There's also some talk about someone, like another smoking reference, but also like a smoking reference with like a breathing concern as well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
My mother had asthma.
Okay.
And
all right.
She had trouble breathing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So go back when the call is done, just go back and look into that M name or that M-A-R or that Mary Margaret kind of a thing, because I feel like that might be discovered through her. And she also talks about like a garden, literally like a garden or flowers in the garden. So I don't know if that's your reference or that's her reference, but there's a garden connection there.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Okay, good. I hope this was very helpful for you.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Oh, great.
Okay, Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Catherine's website. You'll find her at dreamcentralstation.com. So don't go anywhere. We'll get back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Catherine Nadal, but before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Expedia, The Gap, Old Navy, Petco, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. Catherine is here with us, and we've got time for one or two more calls. So let's get to our next caller. I think we have Patty calling in from Colorado. Are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Would you like to have a connection to spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection to spirit, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Catherine.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to jump right in. I feel like I need to jump right in with you. I have a man on the other side. I feel like he's on dad's side, but he also feels like father. And I feel like he's repeating, you know what you're doing. And it's almost very matter-of-fact, and he's giving me a lot of symbols that are saying, like, you're going through a very big decision. And he's saying, like, somehow you have the same qualities as him. Do you understand what he's saying? I feel like he's drawing a line between you and him, and that you have similar qualities as him and very similar character as him. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's saying this is a very big, important time for you. He's actually, like, almost showing me a clock, and he's talking about a wristwatch, and he's pointing to time. And he's saying, like, this has something to do with your character and his character, but he's talking about, like, being on time and getting things done in the right time. And he's saying that this all has to do with what you're going through right now. Can you understand that?
I have to think about it.
Okay. All right. So just try to make notes as we speak, because these go really quick, these readings. But I feel like this is a very important time, and he's trying to get that message through. But he's also trying to say that the similar qualities to him with you is almost easier in how you can kind of decipher the situation or problem solve, because he's talking about how he was a critical thinker and you have many of the same qualities. And I think that's kind of what he's trying to drive through here. And also that he's showing me symbolically of like a ladder, and he's talking about things that were taken care of in the family. So something in the family got actually built up, or there was some kind of he's talking about stuff that was built in the family. So I don't know if he's showing me like a ladder for structural building, but he's talking about the family was built up, or they built something up in the family. And he's like taking that as an important point here. Does that make sense?
I have to think about that one too.
Okay. Yeah, I can just, I'm just expressing what I'm being shown. But it's actually interesting, because he's also then pointing towards your mother's side of the family, and he's talking about either they're from a different area or they're from a different town, but he's talking about them not being from the same place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they weren't from the same place.
Okay. And that family is almost different also, and there's also a sense of I don't know. He's showing me a lot of people. There's a lot of people that are on the other side, but there's a sense of taking on like another family. So you must have been friends with another family, because he's showing me like you guys knew like more than one family, and that family has a lot of people also on the other side, and he was very close to that family as well. Does that make sense? He's giving me like a neighborly feeling, or we knew them from the neighborhood.
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes the readings are tough because I could just, you know, kind of express what I'm being shown. Yeah, it's talking about literally about a house and about a house being built. So I don't know if there was somebody
there
in the family.
There's a house being built.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, good, because he's referencing this, and he's showing me the letter. He's showing me timing. He's showing me watching a clock. He's talking about decisions that are being made. So I feel like he's trying to get this message through to you so that maybe you can share it with other people. He's also showing me an initial J, and he's underlining that. So I don't know if that's somebody in. Oh, good. Okay, good. All right. He's also rolling up his sleeves, and, you know, like, growing up in my family, everybody kind of did, like, you know, show your muscles kind of a thing. And I almost feel like he's showing me his muscles. So there's, like, a sense of not just physical strength, but he was also mentally strong. And there's a sense of, like, we're not afraid of hard work, and we'll roll up our sleeves when we have to. And he's talking about morals and values, that they were very important to him and his family. And he talks about a strong line of tradition in your family. So this man completely loved how everything was made and how you're continuing to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. He also shows me an initial D, but then he puts that to the side. So I don't know if that means that that D is here in the living, but he talks about a D as well. I don't know if you can understand the D.
In the living.
Okay. All right. Good.
Could be a couple people.
Okay. Good. All right. Yeah, it's very interesting the way he thinks, but he's very suspicious, and I feel like what he's passing on, just write it all down, because I feel like there's a lot going on. He also talks about, like, electrical work. He's showing me blueprints. He's talking like he's some kind of an electrician or, like, an architect, and I don't know what that means, so I can just kind of pass that forward.
I think he's talking about my brother.
Excuse me?
I think he's talking about my brother.
Okay. All right. I'm just passing that on.
House.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, good. All right. So this is what he's talking about, important decisions, critical thinking. Pass this message on, because he feels very empowered by this, and he's very excited by this, okay? And he's saying, like, your qualities and your characteristics are very much like his. So you can help your brother with the way dad would be thinking. It's kind of how you think, and there's some kind of a thing there. And I'm doing my best to explain how I'm getting this, but it's, it's a big deal, and he's making it a big deal. And we should be happy about this, and don't stress about this, and it's going to be completed, and there's a celebration here. And he just wants to know that he's part of it, okay?
Okay.
I think we're going to leave it there. Patty, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helped
thank
just
you.
A tiny bit.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Yeah. All right, we've got time for one more quick call.
Okay.
I think we have Carrie calling in from North Carolina. Are you with us, Carrie?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Carrie. It's Catherine.
Hi.
Hi. As you can tell, I just, whatever I see or hear, I repeat. So so I just want to say that up front. And there's, you know, it's very interesting because what I'm seeing with you is I'm seeing literally a lineup, and I feel like this is an opportunity. I don't know if you don't do this a lot, but I feel like people are lined up here. And they're lining up for specific reasons because you know people from all over. And I feel like you've touched so many people that people that are stepping forward are connected to people that you have helped, okay? So some of the people, I feel like some of the people are stepping forward and then stepping back. It's almost like they want other people to speak. There's a woman on the other side. I feel like she's for me, she feels middle-aged. She could be somewhere between 40 and 60, and I feel like she's connected to someone you're very close to. I don't know if she's family or not, okay? She's very shy, but I feel like she's talking about having a condition in her chest, okay? So this would either be heart or lung or breast. And I feel like she's saying, like, this was an illness, and I feel like she was treated, and there was a lot of love and support there. And I feel like she's pointing to someone to your side. So I don't know if this would be connected to a family that you're connected to, like friend or Does this make sense to you? Because I feel like she's coming through with that, with her illness in particular, because you had known of this treatment. Does this make sense?
It may, yes.
Okay. Because I feel like there's a very big message that the family that is here is not alone, and there's a very big thank you to what was done, okay? Somehow she's giving me the impression that this is either a lung or a breast, but I feel like this is a type of treatment like we might treat someone with a cancer, okay? And I feel like there's a literally extending thank you for the food, for the thought, and this is a memorial that was done, and the community came together, okay? And the family is known, or the family's last name is known, because I feel like she's underlining, she's writing like on with a pen, and she's underlining the second name, which would be the last name. So either the last name is pretty well known, or everybody knows this woman because of the last name. Does that make sense to you?
No, but it may later.
Okay. All right. So there's also a woman in spirit for you, and I feel like this is connected to mom. And I also feel like there's a sense of teaching, and I feel like she's saying, like, she had teaching ability or she taught you. Does this make sense?
No. Not yet.
Okay. I don't know. I have a woman in spirit. I feel like she's talking about teaching you how to do something. And I feel like I want to call her mom. She might be mom's mom, but I do feel like she's on your mom's side. And I don't want to say that you don't know your father's side, but I feel very drawn to your mother's side. So I don't know if you had less contact with your father's side. Does this make sense?
No. My mother's side, my mom's mom's not passed. My father's side has passed.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know unless I have the side switched, but I have a woman in spirit. I feel like she's connected to your mom, and I feel like she's talking about teaching you. That's what I have. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Hey,
Doreen, do you have anything?
Yeah, actually, I want to jump in here for just a minute. As Catherine was talking, I was picking up on a younger person on the other side.
Uh-huh.
This would be like younger, below you. So a child, a nephew, a niece, somewhere below, grandchild. There's someone younger. Do you understand that?
Yes, my child.
It's your child. Okay. Because I'm feeling like, because I think this is the one you wanted to hear from tonight, and I was getting kind of this urgent little message to let you know that there are, I'm picking up on three people together, your child and two adults, two of the older people. And by the way, Catherine, I think I was getting that older woman also, but I don't know if this is outside your family circle, the older woman. Okay, so somehow it's going to be connected in there, but we'll let you figure that out later. Was this a son for you that crossed?
Daughter.
Daughter, okay, because you have strong male energy on the other side also. Let me just, I want to just hone in on, you have really strong male energy there. There's at least two or three males that are coming through that I feel like are in your family circle or a family group. With your daughter, a couple of things I'll just tell you very quickly. I feel like she's been around you, and I feel like you know. You have absolutely, without a doubt, sensed her around. Oh, they're just showing me both my symbols. So you're getting her in the dream state, too. You're connecting with her through dreams, and I feel like you know when she's around or you've sensed her energy around you. I do feel a very fast passing with her. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I need to tell you, and this is really important, I need to tell you that as traumatic as this was for you and for everyone in the family and everyone who experienced this loss, she wants me to let you know this was not traumatic for her. It was very, very quick. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because it's always traumatic for us, always. But I'm feeling like it's so important you know this. And sometimes they'll bring through that information because, you know, we're here at Living thinking, you know, was this painful for them? Was this difficult for them? And she wants you to know that she's okay on the other side. I pick up on two males, and pardon me for talking fast because we're right at the end of the show. I pick up on two males above her, older energy.
Okay, so above is going to be older generation, and I do feel that there is another female on the other side with her, and I have to tell you, they're all together, and your daughter's in good hands. She's also telling me to tell you that a child was lost in the family with no life experience. So somebody somewhere in your family had, like, a miscarriage, or the child wasn't able to stay here. You did. Okay. They are together. Okay, I need to tell you that. She is okay on the other side. I apologize. We have to go. We're coming up on the end of the show here. Thank you so much for calling in, and I hope these couple of minutes helped you just a tiny bit.
Tremendously. Thank
okay.
you so much.
You be well. Thank you. All righty. We are just about out of time. This hour always flies by, but I really want to thank our guest, Catherine Nadal, for joining us this evening. And Catherine, if any of our listeners would like more information about your work or if they want to schedule a private session with you, is the best way through your website?
Yes.
Okay. So go to Catherine's site, dreamcentralstation.com. I also want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing, and we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Please join us next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. And just remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next month.